listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of October 17, 2011, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and has kept it off for nearly two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic too that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week I'm talking about sugar again, but this time I want to talk about some of the new science that has come out about how sugar is leading not just to obesity, but to heart disease and liver damage and cancer.
Ooh, okay. So not just tooth decay anymore.
Apparently. No, and it's not about empty calories anymore. Uh-huh. It's really more about these really more serious problems.
Okay. So how recent is this science and where to come from?
Well, the recent science is from 2009 forward.
Okay.
So, and really it started with a presentation by a doctor out of the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center. His name is Dr. Robert Lustig, and he is actually a pediatric obesity specialist, and he studies endocrinology, which is basically the whole metabolic disorders.
Okay.
And so his information and his science is showing that sugar is basically no better for us than high fructose corn syrup, which, you know, high fructose corn syrup he calls a dietary demon. He says it is a poison, but sugar is the same.
That high fructose corn syrup is bad, but refined sugar turns out to be just as bad.
Right. And in fact, a lot of what he talks about mirrors a lot of the things that I've been talking about for a long time, especially this whole idea of now that high fructose corn syrup has been outed as this bad sweetener, all these companies are now going back to using regular refined
sugar, and they're
saying, you know, made with real sugar as if that's supposed to be better for us, and it isn't. And what he is talking about is it's no different for us. What happens when we consume, whether it's high fructose corn syrup or regular refined sugar, is that it gets into our body, and we have to realize that sugar is made up of two things, glucose and fructose. And the glucose is what's used by our body for energy. Mm-hmm. So our body responds by secreting insulin, and insulin carries glucose to the parts, you know, to our organs and our cells to give us energy. Mm-hmm. The fructose part of sugar goes straight to our liver.
Oh.
And when we eat small quantities of raw natural sugar, that fructose is a very small amount.
Uh-huh.
Only about maybe 20% of the sugar goes to our liver. And that's really not that big of a deal when it's in that small amount.
Uh-huh.
But what's happening is we're eating more and more sugar, whether it's refined sugar or high fructose corn syrup. We're getting a lot more fructose coming in, and all of that fructose goes directly to the liver to be stored as fat.
Oh, that's no good.
And that's why everyone's getting so fat. The new science now is really coming out to say, you know what, fat does not make you fat. It's sugar that makes you fat.
Mm-hmm.
But what's even more damaging is that when this fat starts getting stored in our liver, it creates all sorts of problems. It creates high triglyceride levels, which are related to heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So it also creates bad cholesterol, and not just LDL, which is known as the bad cholesterol, but there's another one called VLDL, which is very low density lipoprotein.
Oh.
This is the even worse bad cholesterol.
I haven't even heard of that one.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't heard of it, but that's what's being produced by this overuse of sugar in the body. So bad cholesterol is being formed, high triglyceride levels leading directly to heart disease. And then also the World Health Organization has now done some studies showing that this effect on the liver is also creating cancer in people's body. And it's not controversial anymore. It's not like, well, some people think it does and some experts think it doesn't. Everyone now knows that overconsumption of sugar leads to cancer.
And we're talking refined sugar.
Refined sugar, yes.
Now, is it, I mean, but the question has to be asked, let's say somebody gets raw cane sugar and they eat the same amount of refined sugar. What's up with that? Would that be harmful as well?
Well, it would have to be a huge overconsumption probably over and above what they're taking in on regular refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, raw sugar has a lot of antioxidants and a lot of minerals and vitamins that can actually counter affect the what happens in the body in terms of how it behaves in the liver.
So part of the real deal that's going on there is all these extra minerals and so forth that really make it healthy and help counterbalance the negative effects of this fruit.
Right, and like we've what I mentioned in a previous podcast and article is that raw sugarcane juice actually can help combat diabetes.
Wow, that so seems counterintuitive.
It balances blood sugar levels as opposed to rising them up. Mm-hmm. So there's something else that's really bad. A lot of people are now developing something called non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, that doesn't
which
sound
is
good
due
at all.
To overconsumption of sugar.
Mm.
And basically it creates a lot of fat in the liver, and this is called fatty liver,
mm-hmm.
and which can then turn into cirrhosis of the liver. These are people that don't even drink any alcohol.
Jeez.
They're getting the same, because what Dr. Lustig explained, and he did a wonderful presentation that can be viewed on YouTube, and we'll mm-hmm. put the link up on our website. That alcohol and sugar basically have the same end result in the liver. The only difference is that alcohol is metabolized in the brain, which is why you get drunk.
Oh.
And sugar is metabolized in the liver.
Oh.
So, but the end result effect on the liver is exactly the same.
Oh.
So that's why you can get cirrhosis of the liver from sugar.
Mm.
And you don't even drink any alcohol. It's the same thing.
So you have a little article about all this new science and a little YouTube link?
Yeah, and it's fascinating information. There'll be more detail in the article, and the YouTube video is excellent.
Great. Dee, another informative week. Thank you so much. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of the Center for Process-Free Living. You can check us all out, these articles and great videos, at processedfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.